SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good afternoon. For 5 News, I'm Kim Schulze. New Eskom CEO Andre de Ruyter has warned of the likelihood of more load shedding in the future as the power utility works to fix the system and perform scheduled maintenance. Eskom resumed stage 2 load shedding last night and is expected to continue until Monday, citing system constraints and depleted emergency resources. Speaking during a media briefing in Megawatt Park in Johannesburg, de Ruyter described load shedding as unavoidable.
In the past, we neglected to perform scheduled maintenance as required, and those legacies are clearly now coming home and causing us to have unreliable equipment. Now, this will result in the fact that, or this will cause us to have an increased probability of load shedding over the medium term as we fix the system. And this is going to be something that's very carefully planned.
Another anti-apartheid activist, Prema Naidu, has also testified about he feared he'd likely be killed by security branch police on the 10th floor of the then John Foster Square police station during his interrogation in 1981. He was also detained at the station from November 1981, at the same time as his fellow activist and union organizer, Neil Agate. Naidu is testifying at the inquest into the death of Agate in the High Court in Johannesburg. Agate was found hanging in his cell on February the 5th, 1982. Wisani Makubele reports.
Prema Naidu says security branch police officers often referred to the 10th floor of the John Foster Square as the Timol Heights. This in reference to how they had killed another activist, Ahmed Timol, 10 years prior. Naidu says they threatened him by saying it would soon be known as the Prema Heights, suggesting he'd also be killed the same way as Timol.
A Limpopo woman has been arrested for allegedly conspiring to murder her husband in Polokwane. The suspect allegedly paid 3 hitmen 50,000 rand to commit the act. The Hawk spokesperson, Matimba Maluleke, says she was arrested last night at her home.
Premeditated murder was filed and the suspect was arrested at a Polokwane home and expected to appear in the Polokwane Magistrates Court soon for conspiracy to commit murder. Investigation on the matter is still ongoing.
Health Minister Dr. William Kize says they have requested that the South African National Defence Force help detect any signs of the coronavirus at South African ports of entry. The World Health Organization has declared the virus a global emergency. Close to 100 cases have been reported in 18 other countries, but no deaths.